Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Friday, December 14th at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada. Our Indian contingency includes Shane O'Connell, Oglala Lakota, and three Navajo ropers, eight-time qualifier Derek Begay, Aaron Sinogeny, former champion of the world, and Eric Rogers, the defending champion in the team roping competition. Round 9 in the bareback bronc riding, O'Connell placed where he has placed almost all week long, in the crying hole. They pay 6 and he finished 7th. O'Connell did win round number 8. Shane's earning this week has moved him prestigiously up from 13th coming into 11th in the world standings in the bareback bronc riding for the Oglala Lakota, Shane O'Connell. Defending champion Eric Rogers in the team roping was a 10.6 second time, placing 7th place when they only pay 6. Aaron Sinogeny is leading the aggregate with Trey Yates. They had a 4.9 second time Friday night, winning over 6,700. Derek Begay won his third round for the week. Him and Corey Petzko were a quick 3.8 second time to pick up the $26,230.77 each event pays in each round. Derek Begay, third win of the week for the Navajo Cowboy. Eric Rogers is 14th in the world standings. Aaron Sinogeny is 9th. Derek Begay prestigiously moves up to 4th. Begay has won $170,000 plus this week and what he won all season long to put him in 4th place. And now the winners in round 9 and the world standings. The two-time and defending champ of the world, Tim O'Connell from Iowa, was 90 points on Survey Championship Rodeo bucking horse Vitalix Ain't No Angel. Montana's Ty Erickson won the steer wrestling with a quick 3.5 second time in round 9. Again, Navajo Derek Begay wins the round 9 with Corey Petzko with a quick 3.8. Zeke Thurston handled the eliminator pin in the bronc riding with a 90-point ride. Andrews Rodeo Company bucking horse Brutus took him to the round win. Congratulations to the Canada saddle bronc rider. Sterling Smith was a fast 7.4 to claim the tie-down roping. Haley Kinzel pulls the fastest time in the Cloverleaf Pattern Ladies Barrel Racing with a 13.4 second. The Ladies Barrel Racing fastest time was turned by Haley Kinzel. She had a 13.4 second time in the Cloverleaf Pattern. North Carolina bull rider Eli Vassbinder found another win this week with a 91.5 point ride aboard D&H Cattle Company's Sweet Pros Bruiser. Vassbinder from North Carolina in the winner's circle again. The all-around race is very close between Tuff Cooper and Trevor Brazil. Tuff has 310,000, Trevor has 298, with one round to go. Tim O'Connell jumped back in the lead for the bareback riding, representing Iowa over Caleb Bennett of Utah. Tyler Wagasback of Louisiana is the leader in the steer wrestling. Clay Smith and Paul Leaves have won more money than anyone team roping. Rider Wright maintains his lead by only $4,000 over his brother Rusty Wright in the bronc riding. Tie-down roping, Tuff Cooper is on top, $205,000. Tyson Durfee in second. Sage Kimsey has dominated all year long. Not so strong a finals, but he still won $358,000, 8 seconds at a time in the bull riding. We had an opportunity to visit with winner Navajo Derek Begay.
Three we had tonight, they placed on him in the third round, first time he was out. And then the second time I come around, they missed him, but I watched a video on him, and he was the one I liked. Well, coming in, you plan on doing your job, and you plan on catching all 10, and I didn't do that this week, but then you got to look on the other side of it. It's done, it's over with, and you got to look on the good side of it and think, man, we won 3 rounds, so that's still as good as it gets.
Zeke Thurston from Canada had this to say.
That little horse bucks so hard every time, and they don't call it the eliminator pen for no reason. Them horses are supposed to throw you off, and they got some dirties, and they're hard to ride. And anytime you can come out with a win in a pen of horses like that is pretty cool.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.